Professor Alan Hall will be in Pensacola this week to give presentations about his family's experiences surviving the Holocaust. WUWF's Katya Ivanov has a preview.
Alan Hall is a retired attorney, professor, and Holocaust survivor. His family was living in Krakow, Poland, when the Germans took over the city in 1939. He and his family walked 200 miles from Krakow to Lwów to escape the German occupation. First, they lived in his grandmother's apartment, and then in their own apartment. Hall says his family lived a comfortable middle-class lifestyle until 1941. They spent the following 4 years in constant hiding, in such places as an attic above a theater and a basement below a factory.
In the attic, it was just my mother and I, with my father coming and going. In the basement, it started out with about 5 to 7 people. And then, of course, as other people needed a safe refuge, more and more people came. So it started with 5 or 7, wound up being like in the 40s or 50s, upon which time my father decided that it was no longer safe, and we found other places to hide.
Hall's father had been educated in Vienna and spoke fluent German.
He had plastic surgery done so that his nose wouldn't look so Jewish. Actor's nose wound up looking like a prize fighter's nose. He could outspeak most Germans in German, and so he posed as a Nazi, and we spent a year, 2.5 years, in an office suite just 2 floors below the Nazi Air Force headquarters in Warsaw.
For 2 years, the Hall family lived 2 floors below the Nazi Air Force headquarters in Warsaw.
And the rationale there was that where are the people least likely to look for us? Well, of course, right next to their own headquarters, they're not likely to expect the people most sought after to be hiding right next to them. I think that's why we survived. It was the sort of uncanny thinking.
The office in which they hid was a 2-room suite, where people worked in one room during the evenings, while the second room was allegedly Hall's father's private office and storeroom. The door between the rooms was kept locked. Hall and his mother spend most of their time inside the closet.
The only thing that we had to pass time was a string. So, you know, the cat in the cradle game. We would play that for hours at a time, and we sat on the opposite ends of the closet. Not a big closet, so we could reach each other easily and play that game over and over and over again. And the only other thing that we had there were 2 pillows, one in each lap. So that if either coughed or sneezed, we would have to do that into a pillow. Because if we let out any sound at all, of course, people next door would hear, and that would be the end of us.
For 4 years, he and his mother did not leave the office. When the employees left for the night, they could leave the closet and kept several feet away from the window to avoid being seen. Hall says that his family's main food source came from the garbage.
When they would throw away their potato peelings, my father would gather up those peelings because my mother and I never dared to step out of the office. Just cut them very finely, compress them into a patty, and we did have a single burner cooktop. And we would just make it into some sort of a pancake, and that was our main meal. That was our only meal.
His brother was born at 2 pounds during the Warsaw Uprising of 1944, which occurred in anticipation of the arrival of the Russian troops. In its aftermath, the Germans forced all of Warsaw's residents to leave the city. Hall's family took a Red Cross train and returned to their old neighborhood in Krakow, where they remained for the last 4 months of the war. They immigrated to the United States in 1947. Because his family went into hiding when Hall reached school age, he first entered a classroom at the age of 11. He says that adjusting to his new life was not easy.
We could not understand at first the concept of feeling secure. We would avoid anybody in uniform. We would be very, very afraid of police officers, etc. That's something that the average American probably just cannot understand. But I think almost every immigrant would tell you the same thing. We couldn't quite understand that it was okay to speak openly against the government. Those were things that we feared.
Hall lost his uncle, 2 aunts, his grandparents, and his mother's entire family to the concentration camps. He gives presentations about his experience to remind people of the relevance of the Holocaust. He says that although tolerance has increased in this country, genocide is still a problem around the world, and the U.S. needs to remain vigilant.
I think we need to understand why we're looking at the Holocaust. Why is it important? And I think history forgotten is history to be repeated. And quite frankly, I'm both rather optimistic and pessimistic at the same time.
Alan Hall gave a presentation at Pensacola State College on Tuesday evening and will speak at the University of West Florida tonight at 6:30 p.m. A reception will be held at 6 o'clock. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.